joined by middle school principal Denny Olhausen. Denny, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Well, let's start with the third quarter PBIS activities.
Yes, we have a program at ESAC schools, especially in the elementary and the middle school, which is dealing with positive behavior for students. And so if students meet certain requirements with their behavior and with academic expectations, they get to participate that quarter in a certain activity that our student council and our PBIS activity committee talk through. And so this last week and this week, our 7th and 8th graders and then our 5th and 6th graders have been able to attend a movie as their activity for their behavior and their academic expectations for the third quarter. So we just got that done, which I think, you know, it's great to recognize students who are doing the right things in the classroom and in the environment of the school.
Yes, it is. And you also wanted to touch on transition activities for some of the students?
Yeah, we are, you know, kind of starting to finish up a little bit the 2016-17 school year. So that kind of makes you start planning for the next school year and what students need. Thinking about our 8th graders moving to the high school on April 11th that evening, the high school will have a kind of a transition night for our 8th grade moving to the 9th grade next year, where they have some conversation about, you know, what the high school atmosphere is like, classes, what it takes to be successful, those types of things. So again, that's the evening of April 11th. And then we are a 5 through 8 middle school. So our 4th graders transition from their respective elementaries over to the middle school. So on May 4th, we get our 4th graders from both elementaries together at the middle school. We give them a tour, have some conversation with current 5th graders and what their transition was like. We just try to ease the 4th graders into what their next year will be like. Get them mixed together because they are from separate different elementaries. So kind of have a mixer activity too with them with the help of Sac County Conservation out at Hagee Park. So it's a good event. I think, again, it just alleviates some of the fears that kids have from moving from one building to another.
And, Denny, what about your middle school's inaugural Quiz Bowl?
Yeah, for the first time in a long time, we're going to host a Quiz Bowl here at ESAC County Middle School. And I think we've got about seven different schools coming. It's been a lot of work for our sponsor, who is Lance Wilhelm, but he's done a great job getting kids together and organizing this thing. And it gives an opportunity for us and some more local area schools to not travel so far to participate in Quiz Bowl events, you know, whereas before one of the closest ones around was like in Algona. So, you know, that's a long ways for kids to travel on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, so it just provides some opportunities more locally for our students, which is a good thing.
And so when is that going on?
That is going to be Saturday, April 29th.
Okay. East Sac County School Spotlight with middle school principal Denny Olhausen. Appreciate the time, Denny, and have a good one.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan.
East Sac School Spotlight on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.